A report containing the first statistics about HIV in our nation's capital reveals a city with a potential health crisis that crosses gender, race, age, and sexual orientation. Among the findings in the District of Columbia annual HIV/AIDS Epidemiology Report 2007, Washington, D.C. now has the highest rate of AIDS cases in the United States. In 2005, the district accounted for 9% of all pediatric AIDS cases in the entire country. Although African-American residents make up 57% of the district's population, blacks account for 81% of new reports of HIV cases between 2001 and 2005. And since 2000, most new cases of HIV were transmitted through heterosexual contact. We'll link to the full report so you can read it yourself. The mayor of Washington has announced steps to take on the problem from his perch. But then there are those on the ground who have been working and living with these health issues for years. Larry Bryant was diagnosed with HIV 22 years ago. He is the co-chair of the D.C. Fights Back, a grassroots HIV advocacy group run by people living with HIV and AIDS. Hi, Larry.
Hello. Good morning.
More than one news report has referred to these findings as a modern epidemic, and they did so with great surprise. Do you have any theories on what contributed to these wild spread of the virus and the disease?
It's probably a combination of several things. Neglect, misguided efforts into trying to identify an epidemic or misidentify an epidemic as to, you know, limited populations or priority populations, limited funding, limited resources. I mean, all the above. It's the fire has been burning for a while, and you know, the D.C. government, health department haven't been equipped or haven't had the vision to develop a comprehensive plan to address all the areas where the fire has been burning.
So you folks on the grassroots level have been doing quite a bit of work on this for a long time. Now, within your own organization and other organizations trying to address the spread of HIV and AIDS, what's your biggest challenge?
Biggest challenge is trying to get people to listen.
Really?
I mean, the people who hold the big keys, the people who have the MPHs and the PhDs, aren't always, ready to hear solutions or recommendations coming from the people who are sitting in the waiting rooms, the people who are, you know, in the neighborhoods that are hardest hit, the people who are dying. You know, just large percentage of the people who have died of AIDS, you know, within the district and across the country have died needlessly, you know, with misguided resources and interventions that are not aimed at saving the people who most need it.
Okay, I'm going to ask a really naive question here. One of the big issues in this government report is that there's a lack of testing for HIV. Why aren't people being tested?
Well, I don't know if there has been a lot of emphasis pushed on testing, especially in the last few years. And in recent years, you know, funding for HIV and AIDS services, care and services have gone down or have been flat funded. But in relationship to the epidemic, rising every year, you're talking about 40,000 new infections every year for the last, you know, 10, 15 years or so. With the new testing that the emphasis on testing, I mean, you can even see Trojan commercials that are talking about get tested.
Mm. People just don't do it? You think they're just
I think
not engaged in it?
Well, I think there's two parts to it. One is, first of all, just getting tested doesn't ensure safety.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of confidential and anonymous testing where people are tested and may or may not test positive, but there's no record of who they are or where they are. The populations we're talking about, you know, that are being most affected, you know, you're talking about a large percentage of homeless people, poor, marginalized individuals who don't have a fixed address. You know, how do you keep people in care regardless of what they test positive or negative?
Sure.
You can't track people and put them in a place where they can receive the proper care, you know, related to mental health, substance abuse, you know, down the line.
Larry, what do you hope people do not take away from this report?
Well, I'm amazed by the whole kind of surprise of the epidemic, mm-hmm. you know. I mean, just in the time that I have been diagnosed, you know, over 9,000 people have died of this disease in the district. You know, the district, you know, like you said earlier, is primarily people of color. You know, you include Hispanic, Asian Americans. You're talking about 75, close to 80% of the total population are people of color. And you don't have to go very far in any direction, particularly in the southeast part of D.C., to know someone who has died of AIDS or some related illness, someone who, you know, represents the population most affected
by the epidemic. So don't be surprised. It's real, and it's in your city if you care to look. Hey, Larry Bryant, co-chair of D.C. Fights Back. Thanks for spending some time and walking through this story with us.
Thank you very much.
Disturbing statistics. Stay with us on the BPP. We're going to talk to a director who's helped bridge the gap between Bollywood and Hollywood, Mira Nair, coming up.
Also, we'll check out what's on the blog, what you've been saying to us. We'll spit it right back at you on the radio and the podcast of the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.